USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
We are learning more about the six victims in this week's shooting of a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. 16-year-old Bernardo Chavez Barone is the youngest victim identified. A vigil was held for him at the store Thanksgiving night. Chavez Barone's friend, Joshua Trejo Alvarado, was there and spoke with television station WTKR.
I was hoping everything was a dream until the day in which he was here standing with me.
Chesapeake police released details of a so-called death note from the gunman, Andre Bing, who was a supervisor at the store. The note was left on his phone. It's unclear how long ago the note was written. Police confirmed that the handgun being used was purchased legally the morning of the shooting. Bing ultimately was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Heavy rain has triggered a massive landslide on the southern Italian resort island of Ischia. At least one person is dead and up to 12 others are missing. One of the victims spoke to Sky News, which provides the translation.
I had three shops, all next to each other, selling household appliances, Christmas items. I've lost everything in this tragedy. Who could have known? I don't know what to say. We need help.
Rescuers are being careful with a small bulldozer to pick through the mud as they search for possible victims. Reinforcements, including teams of sniffer dogs, arrived by ferry to help. The Federal Communications Commission is banning the sale of communications equipment made by Chinese companies Huawei and ZTE. The agency is also restricting the use of some China-made video surveillance systems, citing an unacceptable risk to national security. The five-member panel unanimously approved the new rules on Friday. It's the latest in the escalation of U.S. restrictions on Chinese technology that began under the Trump administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A Florida judge will decide whether a former college student who randomly killed a couple in their garage 6 years ago will stand trial. 25-year-old Austin Harriff has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity for the August 2016 slayings of 59-year-old John Stevens and his 53-year-old wife Michelle. Harriff was 19 at the time of the incident. He allegedly knifed and bludgeoned the couple to death. By the time police arrived, he was chewing on John Stevens' face. Harriff nearly died from the chemicals he drank in the garage. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died. As an actress, she had her breakout role as Coco Hernandez in the 1980 movie Fame. She also sang the title track from this film.
Hey,
3 years later, she scored another hit from the movie Flashdance. Cara's death at her home in Florida was confirmed by her publicist, Irene Cara, was 63. The Christian Dior dress worn by Elizabeth Taylor, known as the Lucky Charm dress, is to be sold at auction next month. Taylor wore the gown the night she won the Best Actress Oscar at the 1961 Academy Awards. It was stored in a suitcase in London for more than 50 years. It was assumed that the dress was already in the Christian Dior archives in Paris. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.